Contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonderbell takes you further into the Word of God.
The Word of God can do all that God says it can do. Why? Because it is God. We can go back to John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So can you see how powerful the Word of God is? It is God Himself. So we need to know these things. You know, when we're going into battle, we need to know these things. And when we're going into to fight this coronavirus, we need to know that God is with us and He goes before us. You know, we can't be defeated. We simply cannot be defeated. You know, that's what the Word of God says, that the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. We are the church of the living God, and the gates of hell is not going to prevail against us, because this is what God says. And how many know what God says? He means what He says. You know, God said, you know, He would help us. He said, fear not, I am with you. Don't be dismayed. This is what He's telling us in that verse. Don't be dismayed, because He's our God. You know, and He said, He will strengthen us. These are the blessings we get out of that verse. He will strengthen us. He will help us. He will uphold us with His right hand of righteousness. This is what He'll do for us. And how? How is He going to do it? Well, He's going to do that when we live right. And when we live according to His word and His will, you know, when we begin to fight that fight, God will be with us every step of the way. You know, we can fight any battle and we can win. Why? Because God never fails. And when we're working with God, God is working with us, we never fail either. The victory is going to be ours. It's always ours, because we've got the blessings and the victory through the blood of Jesus. So saints of God, how many know we cannot lose? We cannot lose in this battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting a lot out of this lesson, because it's a wonderful lesson. God is blessing us, and He wants us to know everything that we need to know about fighting this battle. You know, when we can flow up in the anointing. The anointing flows. I hope you know that. The anointing flows. And when we are in the anointing begins to flow, and the power of God begins to flow. That's what happens, saints. So when we keep all his commandments, this is what He said. We have to keep all of His commandments. We have to observe to do all the work that He has commanded us to do. And we know God. We know God. He will give us everything that we ask for. Now, how good is that? He will give us everything that we ask for. But it's a criteria that we have to perform also. You know, we have to keep His commandments. We have to walk in His ways. We have to say what He say. We have to speak the word only. And before we go up into battle, we have to know. We have to know what to do. We have to know our God. We have to know our part. You know, we have to know that what God requires of us. And we want to look at Deuteronomy 10 and 12 to see what God requires of us. And this is what it says. It says, "And now, Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God. This is what he's telling us. You need to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to love him, and to serve him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. This is what the Lord require of us. And saints of God, this is not hard, but you have to be committed to do it, because you can't be half, the old people used to say, straddle the fence. You can't be halfway in the world and halfway trying to live for God. It won't work. And verse 13 says, and you have to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes. And it says, I command thee this day. That's what he's saying. This day, you have to do the things that God say do this day. And see, that's what takes it away from tomorrow and later on. You have to do it because it was commanded that day to them, and it's commanded this day to us. You know, we never have to walk in darkness, because God will be a light unto our path, and he will be a lamp unto our feet. So, saints of God, let's take this lesson, and let's begin to digest it a little bit at a time. And we have to be obedient and do all the things that God has said. We have to be obedient to the word of God, because the word of God is powerful. We know that it's sharper than a two-edged sword. That's what the word says. So we're in a pandemic right now, and we can see how a lot of people can see that maybe somehow our prayers are not effective. You know, it's not just knowing that okay, God has stopped the destruction, and no more people are dying, and God has healed our land. Saints of God, you got to think. We can't tell God how to do what he has to do. You know, you first must correct your own self. That's why we're in this pandemic, because it's a self thing. We have to first correct ourselves. Then we have to correct our family. Then we have to correct our neighborhood. Then we have to correct our town or our city. And then we have to look to our state and begin to pray for our state. And when I'm saying correcting, I mean, you know, we have to pray the right prayers for the state, you know, for our nation. We have to pray the right prayers. And we can't go out and tell each one of these people, this is what you do, this is what you... No, that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to talk to him, talk to God. And God will straighten the things up. Whatever we ask him to do, remember, God's words are powerful. And whatever we ask him to do for us, for our family, for our neighborhood, for our city, for our state, for our nation, God will do it. But we got to pray the right prayer. So saints, well, get in the word and see what God say about all those different areas that we can pray in. You know, we can pray those areas. We can pray for our family. We can pray correction upon our families. And that's what God wants us to do. And then we'll start seeing correction all over the place. We'll start seeing people not dying. But you can't forsake what you're supposed to do. Saints of God, if you don't get nothing else, I want you to get this. Your first thing that you're supposed to do is for yourself. Correct yourself according to the word of God. Then you help your family to be corrected. Then you help your neighborhood to be corrected. Everybody don't want to listen, but some will. Those that will, you correct your neighborhood. You correct your town, you correct your city, you correct your state, and you correct your nation. All of these. And when we do that, God will let our light shine all over the world. Tell me, when we get it right, the whole world will get it right. So God said his word is never going to fail. It heals our land. God will heal our land through his word. You know, he didn't tell us to, how he was going to do it. He didn't tell us just how he was going to do it. So let's stop trying to judge God, and let's stop trying to put our thinking into his thinking. We can't do that. You know, God's thinking and our thinking is two different things. You know, when you start trying to get into God's head and God's mind and think, well, you know, he haven't done this, and he haven't stopped the world, the pandemic all over the world, so my prayers must not be working. You need to stop that, saints of God. Stop that. All this death, he didn't stop that. You know, so I just really don't know where we are right now. And I don't know if I made a mistake in my praying. And saints of God, you need to stop. And you just need to listen at what God says. I want to take you into Isaiah 55 and we're going to start at verse 7. And he said, this is what he said. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. See, that's what I'm telling you right now. Stop your thinking, because you can't think like him. And the righteous man his thoughts. And let him return. See, this is your job. Return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon you. He's going to have mercy upon you. That's what he'll do. He'll have mercy upon you. And he'll have, the Bible says, let me just read it like it says. He will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. See, this is what God, you need to keep your business straight. He will abundantly pardon him when we turn back to him. He's going to turn back to us. He's going to forgive us. And he will heal our land. And he said he will abundantly pardon us. So we're going to have to remember that. Verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my words higher than yours. Are you getting this? You can't think for God. He thinks for himself. And what little thinking we got that from God. So he says, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And verse 10 says, for the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and it returneth not thither, but it watereth the earth. Listen to this. It watered the earth, and it makes it bring forth, and it makes it bud. So that's where we get all the vegetation and stuff from, and there's so many things growing out in the wildlife, you wouldn't even know what it is, you know? But this is what the rain and the snow does. It doesn't go back to heaven, but it just multiplies everything. Everything comes up. It buds, blossom, and bloom. And that's what he says his word is doing. He says, and it bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That's what it's for, saints of God. So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. That goeth out of my mouth, saints. This is what he says. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things where I sent it. So, saints of God, I'm telling you that the word of God is powerful. The things that God wants us to do is powerful. We can fight any demon, any devil, any day, any time, day or night, because God is with us. He told us that he goes with us. He walks with us. He goes before us. And everything we need is in him. And when we take the word of God and we begin to use it the way he say use it, no one can stop us. Satan cannot stop us. Amen and amen.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast. with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell.